Hey, it's Amanda Sue here, and holy shits, have we been living our truths. We're here today for episode 4, which is actually The Lost Pilot. You may have heard that the Holy Shits podcast wasn't the original name. Here, we open up about our thought processes behind the name, as well as our personal bios and our future plans for the podcast. Before we get there, though, I want to add, you can tell in the beginning, I'm gung-ho about the who, what, where, when, how, and why of this podcast. And then we have some editing problems. And Monica busts in too. There's no cap to our growth. So I just want to say thanks for listening.
Okay, I wanted to ask you some questions.
Okay.
This is how I approach a lot of things in life. The who, what, where, when, why, how.
Yeah.
Okay.
I respect that.
So, with that being said,
we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to live in a utopian society because there's no cap. There is no cap to our growth. And this is a fine example. We will only continue to get better for you listeners as we learn how to work this shit out.
I love that. No cap to your growth.
Yeah.
I was just telling Tony, I feel like, okay, I'm going to tie this in two ways. No matter what, when you're a homeowner, the projects can never end. Like, there's, yeah. I'm never as a homeowner going to feel like the work is here is done.
Right.
And I feel like life as a house, like if life is a house, the work is never done. Have you seen that movie, Life as a House?
No, that's a movie?
Yes.
Oh. Life has a house?
Life as a house.
Okay.
It's good. So I recommend it. It's obscure, maybe. Life as a house. There's no cap to our growth. Mm-hmm. So I have another book in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about every time you do something as part, like daily, a small thing that you want to make a good habit, you're casting a vote for yourself for who you really want to be.
Oh, okay.
So like every little small like move is a vote for me.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that.
And I feel like we get that with the Schwitz too. Like that's casting a vote for me.
Yes.
A part of that, doing the podcast, is us casting votes for ourselves. It might sound selfish, but I think we're trailblazers.
Yes.
And
yes, I 100% agree with that. It's important to talk about because, as we all know, like the whole freaking self-care movement took off, and then it gets, I feel like it's just got like a cheesy or not a bad connotation, but just like, I feel like everyone rolls their eyes when they hear about people talking about self-care and I need to take time for myself and all that.
And self-care is not a bath bomb. That doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
It's yes. way more than that. It's about time. It's about what you're doing physically and mentally, continuously, and continuously. Making habits of it.
It's not just something you do once a week, like one thing, one action once a week. It could be doing multiple things every single day, and they don't have to be the same thing. But like you said, it's casting your vote. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay, so I feel like Monica and I both want to have conversations with the podcast for helping others navigate life.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, and also talking things out so other people can help me navigate life. Like, this is a two-way street here.
Absolutely.
We want people to not feel alone in their imperfections because, let's be real, we're all human.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we both love to talk and we love to share stories and we both love information.
That's true. Monica's a really good storyteller.
And so is Sue.
We like to
crack up every time.
We like to tell jokes.
Yeah, we do. We're a silly bunch and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm always focusing on is trying to get rid of guilt.
Yeah, that's hard. That's very hard.
But I feel like that's a really common problem for a lot of people I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think let's be real with it. And you're not alone. Okay.
Beautiful.
And ultimately, I think this is about choosing two things, growth and love.
Yes.
Choosing those things for myself, for mm-hmm. our listeners.
Yes. For the world.
Yes. So, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we? Who are Monica and Sam?
Okay. So.
You don't have to answer right away.
No.
Who are we?
I got written. Yeah. So, the listeners know, like, we came up with general ideas of what we want to talk about, what the first few episodes will be about. And so we've done our homework a little bit, but, you know, so to that question, who are we? I had written down, we are alpha females who make mistakes, love food, enjoy laughing. We are connected through our husbands. We are modern day philosophers. I think this part is getting a little bit more into me, but I'm a modern day philosopher. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a very analytical learner, and I consider myself a natural medicine woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with all of those things. Mm-hmm. I also wrote that we are alpha. I said our credentials are that we are alpha women with a little bit of experience and a lot to learn.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
I love that you say we're connected to our husbands.
Mm-hmm.
They are our partners in crime.
Yes.
I'm a Libra.
Okay. So I didn't know that. Let me write that down.
I love it. Like, I can't wait for us to talk about signs.
Yeah, signs and astrology and all that.
It's going to be good. Oh,
that's going to be part of the deep category.
Is it even real? Like, people...
I know. Is it really real?
People say that.
I know. But every time I follow my horoscope, it happens. It happens. It all comes true.
Even, like, the way they describe people and occurrences with where your birthday falls.
Yes.
When you were.
And the times getting so specific.
I don't know. I'm curious to learn more. Like,
I want to
dive into this.
Yeah.
And
Me too.
I really connect with people with their signs when I'm in public.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like when you know their signs or know about this area, you just have a better understanding of how to talk with people, connect with people, how they react, and you're just better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. The next question is, what's in a name? So I said, so this is the what of our who, what, where, and what is in a name?
Oh, okay. So I took the route of, well, our podcast is Sage and Soul. Okay. So I went into like the literal sense of it. Like I looked up sage and I looked up the, you know, natural medicine woman here. So we all know that sage is a plant. So I looked into sage and clary sage, which are of the same family. But it's Latin for clary sage, however, is Latin for clear eyes. It's courage to see truth. I also wrote down, this was also when I looked it up, but it can dispel darkness and illusion. You develop discernment. And these are all things that we want to do with the podcast, 100%. And you always hear about people, oh, I got to burn sage in my house to get the bad juju or the vibes or whatever out. People do that once a month, typically around the moon. I can't remember if it's like around the new moon or the full moon. If you do the sage, but
you bet your ass we're gonna look into it. I've never burned sage in my house.
I haven't either. I have sage hanging. Oh my god! And if you ever want sage, please, I will give you some. I have a shit ton in my garden.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't ever buy any.
We love gardens. We love gardening. So
yeah,
that might come up.
So that's the what. Oh, and sorry, and I'll one more little thing, and you gotta tell me about your what. But
okay.
I was looking at it as we wanted a simple, short, catchy name, but that felt full of endearment. And we did, as we were coming up with this, we sat with it for a good month before moving forward and deciding that we wanted to go with it. And we did play with other word ideas, but we just kept coming back to this. So I wrote down clear soul equals happy soul. So that's what we're doing with sage and soul.
I love that. I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
I thought about the word. I was trying to think of words for people in history who contribute to society. So I was thinking of like a bard, someone who tells a story.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
And I landed on a sage, as in a wise person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or is that what it, yes. It's a play on like this as a wise one. Yeah. Yes. A play on a sage as in the wise one. And I was thinking sage, the herb, but I also like talking about soul.
Yes.
Soul as in your spirit, the spiritual part of the human being, or the emotional and intellectual energy of a human being. And I have this favorite song that I always sing at weddings and when my best friends are around, and there's a part of it that says all the way down to my soul.
Ooh.
And we go nuts with each other at that part because it's just, we're full of love.
What song is this?
Shout.
like shout, like, yeah, you like, make me wanna,
you know,
shout.
You make me wanna shout.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
I am not embarrassed. You know you make me wanna shout.
Can we, are there like copyright issues with it? Like, can that be our intro going into Sage and Soul?
I will make our IT guy look into that. Yeah. He's,
for the listeners, I don't know if we said this while we were recording, but Tony is our IT guy. He does all the work behind the scenes. Shout out to Tony.
Now, where we get to the point in our conversation where we think about where. So, where? What do you have for where?
Yeah. Okay, so I just had, you know, I live in Little Italy, Cleveland, Ohio. Tiny little neighborhood, but it's a tight-knit group. We all, anyone who's not going to school at Case or a resident going to the hospitals, anyone who actually lives in the neighborhood, we are very close. We know each other. We look out for each other. So shout out to Little Italy. I love that crew. Where I figured it's important to share that I am living in the house that my dad grew up in, and his dad also grew up in. So the house was built in the early 1900s. It's over, I think it's 100 and it's going to be 108 years now, or 107, something like that. Right now, my husband is correcting me. So we'll come back to, well, this will be a corrections corner next week.
We'll do a fact checking session at the end.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it's been in the family. So, I lived there with my husband, dog and a cat, and my dad lives in he is living there, in the apartment above us. But he goes to Florida 6 months out of the year. And everyone's all like, whenever I say that, oh, I live in Little Italy, people are like, oh, that's so cool. And like, but then they always say the parking. That's what I always get, which is true. Yes. But we are fortunate that I don't have to park on the street. It's like fortunate. and that's as far as I got with where of just, I just thought of like, where do I live? But I'm in Ohio, I'm in Cleveland. I'll never move out of Ohio or Cleveland for sure. And we will most likely stay in Little Italy for the rest of our lives.
As you should.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's magical.
Yeah.
It's a special place.
It is. It is. There's a lot of history.
I was just going to say that there's a lot of history there. Yeah.
And actually, you know what? That's true. That could totally be an episode of its own, like, to really talk about how it got built up and the history. And, like, we could even go as deep as the cultural discrepancies there and how that was. And, you know, Danny Green, the mafia, shootings, bombing, you know, or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But then we can talk about the nice side of it, of like the food and the
the food.
Yeah. Really talk about Italian food and
the community.
The community.
The church.
All that good stuff and
the tradition.
Tradition. Like every year for the feast, I dress up and I represent a region in Italy and walk the streets in costume. Really cool. And yeah, I really, really do enjoy it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's a special place.
What's the where for you?
Where for me? I wrote, your hearts and minds.
Yes.
I'm just as corny as I am mean sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. I love being corny. Anyway, I also wrote America, Ohio.
Yes.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I live in Euclid specifically, about a block from the lake. And Tony and I really think deep about where we want to live, and we cannot get away from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
Yeah.
So we love living near the lake here, and we have good neighbors, and we've lived here for 12 years.
Wow.
And I'm really proud of that.
Wow, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I don't blame you about the lake. I mean, there's something about water that just...
I don't even need to go there. Yeah. I just need to know it's there.
Yeah.
What else is my where? Oh, so this is part of who I am. So even if we say, you know, the podcast and Monica and I are in the Cleveland area, we're in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Cincinnati.
Yes.
So we represent Ohio in many ways.
Right. Yeah.
And our taste in food is different, but amazing because we've had this array of food that covers all of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica's a world traveler, so she could attest to what's around.
Mm-hmm.
But Cincinnati is a part of. I always say this is what I say: Cincinnati will always have half of my heart. And that's family and food.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. For sure.
There's just something about food. There is a family connection. There's a loving connection to food. It brings comfort and joy. And
there is. And
comfort and
joy. Sometimes, I have to say this. I used to teach this book about how to read, how to read things in depth. This was for advanced placement in language or literature and composition. And we would talk about when you're not allowed to write certain things, you're obviously going to write about things that symbolize those things. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I told my 18-year-old senior students that back in the day when people are eating and it might be just two people, it's really to represent sex.
Yeah.
Naughty time.
Yeah.
So food is full of reasons symbols and love. So we're gonna get into that for sure. Okay. How? Wait, were we finished with when or where?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good with that.
How? Oh no, wait, let's say when. Now.
Now. I didn't write down anything.
Because it's just now. It's That's now. A really short one.
It's a present moment.
2022.
2022.
Now.
222.
Mm-hmm.
Angel number 222.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And now we can say the how. So I have hard work, dedication, and all around badassery.
Okay. I wrote that down too because I think you said it before and I was like, that's what we're saying. Absolutely. Like, hard work. We worked a whole day and I'm about to leave to go on vacation, but I was like, no, Sue, we gotta get a pilot out before we go. Like, we're all about the hard work, even though we both worked a full day. We're here for it. We're dedicated. So that shows we're dedicated and we're dedicating to doing good, helping others, helping ourselves. And in that process, it's just going to develop badassery, even though, you know, we have it. We're just going to develop it further. That's how we're doing it.
Okay. Now, I think it would be cool if we talked about the name. So we're at Sage and Soul, but that wasn't It was a road to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So which one was my favorite.
Okay.
Clutch the gummy. To fail. To be left to take the blame. To be cheated. Gummy being sticky. So I don't even love the meaning. I just thought it was funny to say clutch the gummy.
Yeah.
Like you really effed that one up. You clutched it.
Yeah.
Clutch that gummy.
So for the listeners, what we're referring to is I love books. I do. And one of the books that I have, we both love books. That's why we have this deep connection here. But one of the books I have is called The Dictionary of American Slang. And I don't know where it came from, whose gift it was to me, at our wedding, our reception. The next morning, we left in a hurry because we had to hurry up, get on our flight to go, on our honeymoon. And so we just grabbed all the gifts, threw them in the bag and in the house, and then we left. So when we got back, we went through our gifts, and I found this. It wasn't even gift wrapped or anything. It's just this black book with like silver writing, and it's the Dictionary of American Slang. So it is literally a dictionary of old school slang. And as we were trying to come up with names, I went through this and like just took some out, and Sue and I went through them. So that's where this clutch the gummy is. And you're right. I love it. It's like, it's a catchy little, really clutch that up.
So, right. I'm writing that down. Really clutched that up. Clutch the gummy.
Yeah.
You got sticky.
Yes.
You got stuck. Got yes. called out on the carpet.
Yes.
That's funny. Okay. I also liked coffee and cakes.
Yeah. I did like that too.
Small salary. Small amount of money.
Yeah. Here we go.
Just enough for necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken feed.
Chicken feed. The example sentence in the book is, it's kind of weird. Like, I'll pass this to you so you can see it. But so in quotations, it says, 1938 found him playing for coffee and cakes in an obscure Washington night spot. What is it? I don't understand the 1938.
Oh, you know what I think it is? I think it's a reference to someone who might play the piano, like, for a little tiny bit of money.
Mm.
Or, not that it doesn't say piano. Playing, it could be anything. The saxophone. Like,
yeah.
He's playing something for just piddles.
Here, let me pass this to you. So, it's, like, right there. See, it's like, it's an interesting dictionary, because they do give some sentences, but it's confusing how everything's punctuated in there. There's a bunch of periods and semicolons and dates, like year dates in there. And I'm just like, probably the year dates are like what, when it was derived, I'm assuming.
Or when it was used, or when it was referenced, yeah. Or written,
yeah.
The first time. Oh, coffee and cake time. The point at which one's funds are exhausted and it's necessary to earn more money.
Okay.
A time and place that seems well suited to the obtaining of money, especially by a robber or a con man. I love.
I know, isn't that great?
Yeah. We also said, and I really liked Hottie Dottie,
mm-hmm.
but I thought people might have a hard time trying to spell, like, however we wanted to spell each of those words.
Yeah, I could see that.
Kixie Wixie.
Yeah. Kixie Wixie was a fun little... Kixie Wixie. A woman, a wife. The example sentence is... See, and like in this one, after it says a woman, a wife, the year date says 1601.
So this was like Shakespeare.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So like he's wrote down slang.
So the example sentence is that, I'm going to ask you, so this next word is spelled H-U-G-G-S, is that Hughes? Hugs? Hugus?
H-U-G-G-S?
Yeah.
I would say hugs.
Hugs. That hugs his Kixie Wixie here at home, and here is spelled H-E-A-R-E.
I think that's just like an old,
yeah. This is
traditional.
This is probably the point in the pilot where some people are going to definitely skip through this because this is not of their interest, and that's okay.
I don't know.
You can go fuck yourself.
That's
no, I'm just kidding.
People are going to eat this shit up. Because I really believe that's from Shakespeare. So yeah, we can even talk about, did he write that shit or not? Right.
I know. Shakespeare.
You know what pisses me off someone decided to really start talking about this after I took the Shakespeare classes in college.
Really?
Thank you. Could have taken something else. Because is it necessary that all English majors should mandatory have to take a Shakespeare class?
Yeah.
Should you?
I think they should. I think it should be required. Sorry, but you know what? As we're talking about this, mm-hmm. I stopped reading the rest of it. You know what the next word is?
What?
Shakespeare.
Oh, boom. Nailed it.
So it tells you where it's from. All's well that ends well. Okay. So I'm assuming I know that's a line, but was that the name of one of his plays?
All's Well That Ends Well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, like, I'm embarrassed that I admitted that. Like, I should know that. I feel.
No.
No?
Don't be embarrassed.
Okay.
Because
we're all learning. There's no cap to our growth.
Exactly.
Okay. But then, yeah, it says in 1924, thus the American term kixiewinks, 19th century, December, neither form ever common in U.S. I don't know. See, sometimes I just get confused.
They, like, never picked it up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never.
Right. So that's that.
That's pretty good. Okay. Do you have anything from your bio that you want to say?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I have. So I got the long bio, but I did today. I went through it and just like shortened it.
Okay.
So we're going to do, We're going to do the short.
We can do the short.
So Sue, like, this is my big one. Aww. It's my short one.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's just a testament that we do care a lot. And yeah. This is important to us. And
yeah.
We want to be helpful for other people in this world.
We really do. So to be helpful for you guys, it might help to know a little bit about us. And so here's what I got as my short bio. So my name, Monica Jean Rose, 37 years of age. I am a silly goofball with a very big heart and an uncanny ability to listen. And I'm going to pause there real quick because later in the day when I look back at this, I realize I wanted to change a very big heart to a very big brain and an uncanny ability to listen because I realize I feel like I'm one of those people that is really led by my brain. I use my brain a lot, and a lot of times I don't really feel into my heart, I think, enough. So, and that's something I want to work on. But then continuing on my bio, I have a passion for words, if you can't tell. Passion for words, reading, and learning. I love food deeply, and I'll just drop this little teaser here for you guys, and we'll talk about this at a later time. But I wrote in parentheses, child butter story, ? Because I was wondering, should I share the story about me when I was a child and what happened with butter? So you guys can understand how much I love food. But that'll be another time.
We can definitely do like a favorite childhood stories.
Oh, yes. Yes. That would be a very good episode.
And I can tell you guys all about that time I was bit by a raccoon.
Oh, yes. Nice.
That's a fave.
Nice. That was good. Okay. All right. So,
keep going.
I got a little bit more. Okay. So then some hobbies of mine are gardening, puzzles, painting, and staying active. Physically active through a diverse spectrum of exercises. I did want to share some of my fears with you so you can understand a little bit more. My fears are fragilism on myself, bridges, like literal bridges, like physical bridges, blindness, and losing freedom. I am the youngest of three. I lost my mother a few years ago, and that's a hard one for me to say out loud. I normally don't say that out loud very often, so that makes me feel very vulnerable and sensitive. And my husband and I have one dog, one cat. Mention that. I wish to help people through my flaws and goofiness. And one of the things, one of my favorite things, I believe that I kind of, came up with and I have on one of my Instagram stories is that I am a strong wildfire, unhinged from the ligature, so desperately trying to hold on to me. And that's how I feel I am taking on life now and in the last year and a half, that I'm just, you know, unhinging myself from this ligature that's holding on to me. And this ligature could be anything, you know.
Yes, that whatever is so that is. Powerful.
Yeah. Oh, so that's me.
I heard that. I heard all of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so good.
Let me hear about you, Sue.
Okay.
Amanda Sue.
Let's start with, if you know me well, you call me Sue. My name is Amanda Sue Romano. I was born Amanda Sue Augenstein.
Oh, I didn't know the Augenstein. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And then when my mom married my dad, it became Mari. So I'm on my third last name. But one husband. I'm really proud.
Look at you go.
It's, you know, we all have a story. And sometimes they're worth telling.
Yes.
They're all worth telling, really. We all have a story. Yeah. Okay. So I'm Amanda Sue, also known as Sue. And I was born in Cincinnati in the early 80s, where the perfect day included both Geta and chili. If you know people in Cincinnati, you know that chili is a fighting word. And it just shows you how much we love our chili. Okay. I'm the oldest of three, but that does not include a complicated structure of half siblings and step siblings. But I mostly have flat out real siblings all around. I graduated from BGSU with a degree in integrated language arts, which means that I meant to teach English to high schoolers. And that came true. So follow me for more tips on making your dreams come true.
Yes. Beautiful.
I eloped the love of my life. That's right. You may have been at my wedding to know that that was all a show that we put on for you that actually happened years before. So I can tell you I just came out of the closet with that one. When you think we've been married for... You know, when our wedding was 10 years ago, it was really 12 years ago. And that's that. So, I love my life near Lake Erie. I love the weather, the food, the people, the diversity, the wine, the breweries, and I love the snow.
Oh,
I love it all.
Yes.
But it didn't start out that way. And it hasn't been easy. And there's no guarantees it won't always be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
I do wear rose tinted glasses. I'm overly enthusiastic and I'm easily impressed. I am your hype squad all the way. I love music when it's loud as hell. I love my friends as much as my family. My husband is the last of his kind jack of all trades. He makes me a better person. My brother and sister are the coolest kids in town. My son is an old soul. And so I'm here to share my stories, my humor, and my beautiful, crazy life along the way.
I 100% love that. And just so the listeners know, we will be your hype squad. You need someone to come out and hype you up. We are there. That's what Sage and Soul is all about.
Fists in the air. We're there. We're there for you.
Oh my goodness. I love you.
I'll be there for you. These five words.
Yes.
I swear to you.
I guess we can probably wrap it up and, you know, closeouts of like what to expect. Do we give like the listeners a teaser of what our next five episodes are going to be about?
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, so they know what's coming.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
And I'm not sure in what order they will be
Yeah.
recorded and released.
Right.
because we have some wiggle room,
mm-hmm.
and we really want to know, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yes, because hear me, hear us right now. You tell us a topic, and we will most likely just goof off and start looking into it, and then we'll talk about it. Like, we're yes. here for you.
We want to hear your comments. Yeah. We want to hear your ideas. And mostly, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So, let's hear it. What are our ideas for our first few episodes?
Okay. Well, we were considering that episode one would be a more in-depth topic of the who, what, where, why. But I think we did a really good job on this pilot. So, we probably don't need to do too much of that. Maybe just in the beginning, give a quick recap. If and people don't listen to the pilot,
maybe a more formal intro
intro, yes.
Yeah. But we can always do that and then start with what we recorded.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But the other ones we were thinking of, we for sure want to talk about the power of schwitzing, the schwitz. Because that is how, quick teaser, that is how this podcast idea came up and came about. So we'll talk more about the schwitz. Another one was about talking about living your truth, whatever that looks like. And I'm assuming we'll just share some truths, and that could be about anything and everything us.
I took some notes on I took notes on the imperfections.
Yeah.
And that would be a really good one.
Yeah.
To talk about at that
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other one? There were two. Okay, so another episode that we're going to do is aliens, ghosts, and mediums.
Just like they say in Ghostbusters. Spook, specter, ghost. We are ready to believe you.
And we're going to go deep into that. We're going to talk about it all.
I think that
you're gonna have to buckle up for that episode.
I've had some experiences that I can't deny, and I'd like to share them.
Me too.
Yeah. So, I think a lot of people have.
A lot of people.
Do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm. The last one I have.
I have two more on here.
Okay.
So you say yours, and then I'll say mine.
The last one I had written down was talking about mass bravery.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just what. Brave stories, what do you do to become brave? How do you get brave? How do you keep your bravery?
That is good.
You know.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
To add to the bravery.
Yeah.
I just was thinking about how, like, I've been brave lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can delve into that.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, like, not just lately.
Yeah.
And then, should we say, no, let's just stick with those. We're going to stick with those. Those are our intros.
Yeah. So we do have a long list of ideas for topics that we've got written out, but those, we can't share all our dirty secrets with you just yet. Mm-hmm. Be patient. Damn. These listeners.
This is good.
We out.